This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Toy maker Mattel reports third quarter results after the market closes today. The company's been going through a rough patch with the trade war and Toys R Us gone. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Hello, Dreamhouse. Let's bake some cookies.
Yum.
Unlike the kids in Mattel's Barbie ads, the company hasn't been having much fun lately. It faces rising tariffs on toys made in China, says Morningstar analyst Jamie Katz.
Retailers are using their negotiating leverage to shift the cost of tariffs by avoiding direct import and having that product pass through companies like Mattel.
Katz says Mattel is better positioned than rival Hasbro because more of its top-selling toys are made in other Asian countries. But Mattel's behind Hasbro when it comes to entertainment tie-ins, says Camilla Yanishevsky at CFRA Research.
They're launching the Barbie movie and the Hot Wheels movie to capitalize on some of the biggest best-selling products.
The Barbie plot reportedly involves a doll who's expelled from Barbie Land for not being perfect enough and then faces real-world adventures, like maybe saving the holidays for kids when America's last toy store vanishes. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.